it's morning, noon, or night, you've tuned into the podcast that you need in your life. I'm your host, Mo, and welcome to the Mean Girls 1821 Experience, where we mean what we say, say what we mean, and we do it all within 3 to 5 minutes. Why? Because the Holy Ghost don't take all day. And shall we working? On top of running this YouTube/podcast, we offer e-groups and e-courses, which are geared to empowering women to change their world by changing their words. Because the truth of the matter is, showing up fully, walking with integrity, and reflecting are easy to say, but not always easy to do and to implement. So we're here to provide an academic approach to help you change your world by changing your words. Now, I say this every single week, honor yourself. Why did we honor ourselves? Because life be life and adulting is ghetto. And if you just took one progressive step this week, that's better than no steps at all, because the rest of us are literally trying to survive minute by minute, second by second. And if that's you, I'm just happy you're above the ground and not beneath it. This podcast operates in truth, so each and every Friday via my YouTube channel and or using your podcast app, I'm going to encourage you to do 3 things. I said it before, but I'm going to say it again. Show up fully, because those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind. To walk with integrity, and last but not least, to reflect, because beloved, sometimes the issue's you. So without further ado, let's begin today's episode. So I have the opportunity to sit on a panel today as my friend was ordained overseer of the youth and young adults for his district. And the panel focused on why or what is missing in today's church, an effort to bridge the gap between millennials and Gen X. And one of the things that I brought up was lacking growth mindset. A lot of times we are married to tradition, but those traditions aren't necessarily Bible. And so if it's not Bible, it can be changed. If we're not willing to change it because of our preference, right, that now becomes idolatry. And we don't want to do that. But another thing I brought up was the story of Samson and Delilah found in Judges chapter 16. And we're all familiar with the story where Delilah was employed to tempt Samson in an effort to find out the source of his strength. And after tempting him and after asking him several times, she tricked him and she finally nagged him enough and said, "If you truly love me, you will share the truth with me." And he finally told her, "If you cut off my hair, I will lose my strength." But there's a part that I want to focus on, which I believe answers one of the questions that we were asked today, but also is the premise of today's episode. And it is found in Judges chapter 19 through 20. It says, "After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. Then she called, 'Samson, the Philistines are upon you.'" Now keep in mind, this isn't the first time this happened. They had been upon him 3 other times. And so he had already defeated these people before. And it says here, at the bottom of verse 20, "He awoke from his sleep and thought, 'Because I've done this before, I'll go out as before and shake myself free.' But he did not know that the Lord had left him." How many times has our routine caused us to get so comfortable that we forget that the Lord has left us? We're just showing up to work, routine, not realizing God is not with us, and we're not handling our day-to-day situations being led by the Holy Spirit. I'll give you another one. The routine of going to church and serving, right? All the jumping, dancing, shouting. It sounds good, but we don't even realize out of routine and habit that the Lord is no longer with us. And so I began to do some research and I found an article in findingthejoywithin.com entitled 7 Signs You Might Be Far From God. And they had some really meaningful points that I wanted to share with you today and that were beneficial for me personally in my personal growth journey with Jesus Christ as well. It says, 1, we are easily irritable. When we carry the fruit of the Spirit, everything shouldn't set us off every time, because the Holy Spirit will take over. Like the old saints used to say, whatever you feed grows. So are we spending enough time with the Holy Spirit so that when our flesh rises up, our spirit can crucify it? Bible already says we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but the Spirit of Christ within me will rise, correct? And so really considering how that time with God allows us to not let the ways of the world affect us as much. Number two, we are weak against temptations. Temptations are inevitable. I think for me, when I saw this point, it made me think about how many times I have stumbled over the same temptation in my lifetime. And if you find yourself being tempted and stumbling over the same temptation, we need to take it up to the Lord in prayer and connect with somebody in the spirit of accountability. Confess our sins one to another in an effort to be accountable. So if you find yourself tripping up over the same temptation, it might be a sign that we're relying on our own strength and not the strength of the Father. Number three, criticism and rejection hit us hard. It's this idea that if we don't have every I dotted and every T crossed, then God doesn't love us. Because a lot of times in this world, when we interact with man, if we don't have every I dotted and T's crossed, we are canceled. Or even rejection, this idea that if people leave us, then we won't go on. But look at you, thriving and surviving with the people that you thought you needed. Come on, somebody, that's not Bible, but you know, you get it. Yeah, but when you're connected to the Father, you understand that better is the ending of a thing, right? And that God, who never leaves you nor forsakes you, is the most important thing that needs to remain. So the rejection and criticism of others may hurt, but it shouldn't hit you so hard that it shakes your confidence. Number four, negative thoughts are constantly around you. I say this in my Mean Girl Gang e-course, that we don't start this Mean Girls 1821 journey with just speaking, right? Because we know that the power of life and death is in our tongue. We speak differently when we hear differently, because the things we listen to affect how we think, how we think, and how we think affects how we speak, and how we speak affects how we behave. And so if you find yourself constantly with negative thoughts, consider what you're listening to throughout the week. Is it drama every week? Is it hip hop every week? There's a time and season for all things. So if you find yourself always angry and with negative thoughts in mind, consider adjusting what you allow in your ears. Number five, we can't move from the past. Child, this is me. And the reason why it's so problematic for me is because I feel like if I just hold on to the past, I can safeguard myself from getting hurt again. Realizing that God will take care of people. I always felt like if I just forgive, they're going to try to do that again. Instead of understanding with healing comes boundaries. A lot of times, a lot of us can't get over the past is because we don't know how to truly forgive. We think forgive means forget everything and not establish boundaries. No. When we heal from our past and let go of the past, we can forgive those people, but also establish boundaries that guard our heart, as scripture tells us, right? Because from everything, if everything flows from it, right? So let's set up some boundaries that we didn't have before. But we also have to understand that the best that God has for us is not behind us. It's not stuck in the past, but it definitely is ahead of us. Number six, we don't make time to rest and be still. It's this hustle culture, right? Faith without works is dead. We understand that, but you can't be all work and no faith. I promise you, if you take your two steps, God will take 10. So we have to trust the Lord and take the time to rest. Because in those resting seasons, in those resting times, we're able to hear clearly from the Father. And number seven, we are hard on ourselves. A lot of us are hard on ourselves, self included, because we believe we have to do everything in our own strength. I believe it goes back to point number three, this idea that when criticism hits us, it kind of hits our ego too, right? And because I didn't do this correctly, now I'm worthless, because that's how man tends to treat us. But Bible already tells us that on our best day, we are still as filthy rags. God doesn't need you to be perfect. And so when we find ourselves caught in condemnation, right, that's a clear sign that that's not of the Spirit. And so I pray that these seven indicators allows us to monitor our temperature, monitor, are these thoughts, these ways, these feelings aligned with the Word of God? And if they're not, let's take the time to realign ourselves. We are human, it's going to happen, but recognizing when we are far from God is critical, because if not, like Samson, it may be too late. In these times, it might be life or death. We don't have time to keep carrying on without the power of God. I pray that this blessed you. I love you. Mean it. Take care.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mean Girls 1821 podcast with me, your host, Mo. Tune in each and every Friday for a fresh episode exclusively found on my YouTube channel or using the podcast app. And always remember, words have power. So whenever you speak, mean what you say and say what you mean. Take care.